Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. This is Seth Connors, and I'm here with Eastern Sierra Now Daily Sports to bring you your daily tidbit of local sports. Golfers, get ready. It's the Bishop Open. This weekend at Bishop Country Club, local golfers will tee off to determine boasting rights for the year and also whose name will go on the plaque to be prominently displayed at the club's pro shop. Last year, it was Carter Silva's name adorning the plaque. He shot a 4-under par 138 in the two-day tournament to earn that distinction. Incidentally, the tournament record is a 10-under 132. That feat was accomplished twice. The first time was in 2020 by Roman Barnes, then again in 2021 by Joey Madeira. Tee-off for this year's Bishop Open is 8 a.m. June 3rd and 4th. So, I want to try something and see how it goes. It's the Dodgers Daily Dose. You can listen right here on weekdays for stats, recaps, injury updates, and transitions. Basically, all things Dodgers compressed into tidbit form. Let's kick it off with a weekend recap. On Friday, the Dodgers were in Tampa, Florida to play a three-game series with the league's best team, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. The last stop on the Dodgers' nine-game road trip began with the Dodgers losing 9-3 at the hands of the Rays. Noah Syndergaard took the loss in this one. He went six innings, giving up six runs on eight hits with three strikeouts. Looking just a bit diminished from the pitcher we saw from 5 years ago, Syndergaard's ERA is up to 6.27 on the season to go with a 1-4 record. Saturday was much better with Clayton Kershaw on the mound. In his first game back after time off to attend his mother's funeral, Kershaw was good enough. He went five innings, giving up four earned on six hits with six Ks. The Dodgers would defeat the Rays in this one 6-5. Freddie Freeman and Max Muncy led the way in this one offensively. Freeman went 2-for-3. Muncy was 2-for-4 with a homer and two RBI. Rookie Miguel Vargas added a much-needed insurance run with a solo bomb in the eighth inning, and despite giving up a run in the ninth, reliever Caleb Ferguson held on to get the save. The rubber match on Sunday was a back-and-forth slugfest. The Dodgers hammered five homers into the Florida sky, but that just wasn't good enough against the Rays, who pounded Dodger rookie starter Gavin Stone for seven runs over two innings. The Dodgers were happy to come home on Monday to face the struggling Washington Nationals. In just his second big league start, the 2020 first-round pick, Bobby Miller, was excellent. He scattered six hits across six innings, allowing one run. He would earn the win in this one as the Dodgers smoked the Nats 6-1. Freddie Freeman was 1-for-4 with two RBI, and J.D. Martinez was also 1-for-4 while delivering the big blow of the game with a three-run shot in the fifth. The Dodgers will face the Natties again tonight, May 30th at 7:10. It'll be Tony Gonsolin for the Dodgers versus Jake Irwin for the Nationals. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.